Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. In this episode, now that the holidays are over, I want to just take a moment to reflect. I hope you were able to navigate the holidays in a way that was meaningful to you. Actually, you may be glad the holidays are over. It happens to many people. If you felt overly sad, my heart is with you. And I want you to remember that in this, you are not alone. I also missed my beloved ones, and I kept them very close to my heart. Because, you know, in these celebrations that we just went through, it is natural to experience that sense of loss that is kind of like underlying in the midst of a festive atmosphere. Like everybody seemed to be so happy and everything, and we may have been part of that as well. However, there was a sense maybe of underlying sense of loss, no? So we want to explore that and now to reflect on how this was for us. Because on the other hand, we may have been able to experience unexpected moments of joy and connection. Because yes, that can also happen. Because you know what? This helps us. This helps to remind us actually that grief and joy can coexist. Now, in regards of a tradition, what did you do? Did you create a new tradition or did you keep old ones? Because, you know, with these issues of traditions that can be rituals, it's interesting because as we keep old ones, they can be comforting to us because it's remembering, no? To reminisce. And then as we create new ones, these can be healing. And also something that is beautiful is doing a ritual. We had an opportunity to do a special ritual that was prepared and it was so beautiful. We hanged some, you know, beautiful papier-mâché angels on a pine tree that my niece colored it like in red. So it was such a beautiful ritual, very, very, very close to my heart. Because I feel that these things keep us connected. So that also gave us a sense of continuity. That our loved one, even though, and I said loved ones because, you know, there were several, they were not with us physically. They were present and they were with us in spirit. Now, based on conversations with clients, and based on my experience, what really doesn't help when we are in the holiday season is to force ourselves to be cheerful when in reality we didn't feel like it. What helps is to be able to talk about our loved ones and to remember beautiful moments. I hope that you had this opportunity. And also, after the holidays, I hope that you are taking time to recharge and take care of yourself because it helps us. It helps us to prepare for the last days of the year because we want to release all those emotions that may have been very strong and prepare ourselves to receive the new year, as it is a symbol of new beginnings. Remember to take some me time for reflection and also to set meaningful intentions. Something that you want to let go in case you experience them is to feel that there was something that you could have done for your loved one. So those feelings of guilt and self-judgment, if you happen to feel them, to experience them, let them go. Release them because you want to have your heart free of those emotions to embrace beautiful ones such as love and peace. Also, for us to know and to remember that grief is unique and that there's no a precise time to move on, as people say, you know, and people expect from us, or that we should be over our grief by a certain time. It doesn't happen like that, because grief is a non-linear process. It is our journey. So I want to remind you to live your grief from a place of love instead from a place of suffering, okay? Because you bring your loved one forward to the new year. You want to bring cherished memories that you have with you, because they can offer you comfort and strength. Let's be open to receive this new year, because it can also bring us the possibility for growth and resilience. If we make that decision with a beautiful intention, we can transform our loss into personal growth. Because as we embrace the growth and resilience that comes from navigating the loss, this can bring us hope and be empowering. So I want to share with you some strategies that can help you prepare for the new year. Remember to acknowledge your emotions. I always say that, and I will continue saying that. Always remember to acknowledge your emotions so you can process them and then you can release them. Remember also to seek support. It helps a lot when you are surrounded, you know, by people that understand you and that also respect your need to grieve. That is also essential in our grieving process. You know, you can find this with friends, family, or even if you want to try, if you have not until this time, to try grief support groups. Or if you feel that you need professional help, you can also do that as an intention for this new year to come. Don't hesitate to look for help in others or to lean on others when you need that comfort or understanding. And as we are just about to end this year, 2023, reflect on the past year. Reflect how you can process all that happened to you, and at the same time pay attention how you feel, if there is growth inside of you or learning that came with this experience. What have you learned about yourself that can also help you? Also, when you set intentions, for them to be gentle, instead of, you know, setting maybe resolutions that are so huge resolutions or ambitious. When you start creating gentle intentions, this could be as simple as taking good care of yourself, continuing to honor your loved one's memory by doing something that you know was special to them, or by allowing yourself to heal from the inside out. These are beautiful intentions, and you can start with them, and then as time goes along, you can add another intentions, another goals, if you will. But always be compassionate and patient with yourself. Also, something that is fundamental in our grieving process is to remember that even though we have gone through changes, you know, with this loss, there are some aspects in our lives that remain constant. Because when we have that feeling constant in something, consistency, that helps us to feel grounded. I remember when I lost my mom 3.5 years ago, each time that I would go to the center, my center in South Miami, the Center for Transforming Lives, that so special for me when I created the center, I loved going there because it helped me feel grounded. It was something constant. Despite the huge loss and the grief that I was experiencing, which was extremely acute. But I had that. It was like a rock. So that is something that helps us. So find comfort in some of these continuities, such as, you know, like daily routines, personal values, something that keeps you grounded, that can also help you as you, you know, start this new year. And remember that when we allow hope to be in our hearts, it also can bring extra meaning, because we understand that hope can coexist with grief. Because even if we feel hopeful about the future, that doesn't mean that we just stopped grieving or that we forgot our loved one at all. It just allows us to open ourselves to new experiences, because hope doesn't mean that we are forgetting them. It just simply means that we have this capacity to look forward, and at the same time, we cherish the past. We keep their love in our hearts. Always knowing that love is eternal. And then you engage in, you know, mindful self-care routines, practice some meditation, some, you know, eating well, resting well, some exercise, you know, all this, of course, you know, asking your doctor for all these things according to your needs. But all these things help us. You know, reading good books, taking walks, surround yourself with beautiful people. So all these things can help you as you embrace this new year. And also something that helps us as well to continue processing our grief and reflecting ourselves is to do some journaling. Because when we write down our thoughts and feelings, that is healing. Because it is very therapeutic. That way we can process our emotions. Even if you have not written a letter to your loved one, maybe this is the time to do it. Because when we write a letter to our loved ones, I have done it, that is so beautiful, because it is a connection. And that way we can express everything we wish we could have said to them. So always remember, and that yes, they may be challenging moments, because it is like that, grief is like that. So if you anticipate that they are going to happen from time to time, knowing grief is recurrent, you know, and you can plan ahead how, you know, to take those moments, how to prepare yourself in a sense of, you know, being with people for special dates, or writing about it, or doing some rituals that are special for you as well. So remember this, that your loved one continues living inside of you. They continue living in your memories and the impact they had in your life, because those memories and their love will always remain inside of you, because love is eternal. I send you my love, and I wish you a blessed new year.